I'd like to welcome those online and those that listen to the podcast later. And you guys aren't so bad either. Thanks for coming in. So God bless you. Real quick, a couple of announcements. We're still doing the Connect on Wednesday nights, 7 p.m. to 8:18. And those are going great. That's for any harmful hang-ups, hurts, past problems, pitfalls that you've had. Come on in and get some release. They use the Word of God, and it's working very well for the people. And it's for everyone. They have every age has some type of representation, groups you can get into, place to plug in. So, and of course, with Easter coming up, it's not too early to start looking around. Reverend Jim Book was here and said that we know 8 people that we are examples to. And when you do the multiplication, I'm not a math whiz, but there are quite a few of you. So if you multiply that by 8, there are a lot of people that you're an example of Christ to, whether you realize it or not. So as we're getting ready for Easter, just kind of be aware of what's going on around you. And as Easter approaches, think of who you would like to invite to church. Because when it comes to like Christmas and Easter and some of the holidays that even the secular world considers the holier ones, more spiritual, people do like to go to church and get plugged in. So God bless you guys. Just kind of look around, have your little God filters on, and look around the world, your own little world, and see who you would like to invite in. So without further ado.
I could make one announcement.
Bill is going to be teaching a class called The Upward Call on Wednesday nights in Connect. Connect happens on Wednesday nights at 7. And Bill is offering a class in spiritual formation called The Upward Call. If you have thought about your spiritual journey, your spiritual walk, and the different spiritual disciplines that help make that walk, to where you're growing every day and you enjoy a vital relationship with Jesus Christ, I want to encourage you to think about attending The Upward Call led by Bill. And I'd like to encourage you to do more than think about it. If you'd like to register for that, go to our website, livingwellchurch.org, and you'll see in the latest news area, there's a place you can click on there and get more information about The Upward Call. And what you can do to register, it's very simple. Just make a comment on that latest news. So there's a little bar there that says comment. And then when you comment, just write your name in there, and you'll be considered registered. We're going to need 8 people before we can get that class rolling. So if you're interested in signing up, please do so. It's not going to start immediately unless we have 8 people immediately sign on. But we'll give it a little bit of time. And if you'd like to register for that class, please do so by going to our website. All right.
You guys stand and worship with us?
Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness stretches to the sky. Your righteousness is like a mighty mountain, yeah. Your justice flows like the ocean tide. I will lift my voice to worship you, my King. I will find my strength. Shadow of your wings. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness stretches to the sky. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountain. Your justice flows like the ocean tide. I will lift my voice to worship you, my King. I will find my strength in the shadow of your wings. I will lift my voice to worship you, my King. I will find my strength in the shadow of your wings. Your love, oh Lord, reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness stretches to the skies.
God bless you guys.
You shall have no other gods before me.
And Jesus said, worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
For from him and through him and to him are all things.
To him be the glory forever.
You shall not make yourself an idol.
Jesus said, God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in truth. In Christ we have redemption. The forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation.
You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God.
Jesus said, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by the earth, for it is his footstool. Let your yes be yes, and your no be no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one.
We will use the holy name of God with reverence, praising him in everything we do and say. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy.
Jesus said, the Sabbath was made for mankind and not mankind for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath.
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom. And as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God.
The first part of the law is this great commandment, that we love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our mind, with all of our strength.
Up to take Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest.
Honor your father and your mother.
All the kids.
Got any kids out there?
Any kids that want to read? Very good. To our parents. Very good.
As parents, we will correct our children and guide them in the training and instruction of the Lord.
You shall not murder.
Jesus said, "Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven."
We will be all kind and compassionate to one another,
forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave us.
You shall not commit adultery.
Anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
We are not our own.
We were bought at a price. Therefore, we will honor God with our body.
You shall not steal.
Jesus said, "For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, theft. These are what make a person unclean."
We will do what we can for our neighbor's good
and work faithfully so that we may share with the poor.
You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor.
Jesus said, "For out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned."
We will speak the truth with our neighbor in love,
render judgments that are true,
and make for peace,
and not devise in our hearts
any evil against anyone.
You shall not covet.
Jesus said, "Watch out, be on guard against all kinds of greed. For one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions."
We will be content whatever our circumstances
through the strength of Christ within us. The second part of the law is similar to the first.
We must love our neighbor as ourselves.
Special guest singer, Brandon Wyatt. Can you give him a hand?
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He spreads on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. And trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but His smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt nor a fear, not a sigh nor a tear can abide while we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
In fellowship sweet, we will sit at His feet, or we'll walk by His side in the says we will do. Where He sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey.
Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus
but to trust and obey.
Amen. You may be seated.
God bless you. Well, we're going to go ahead and have a little prayer before we get ready for the rest of it. Everyone to bow their heads. Dear Holy Father, we thank you for this chance for worship. Thank you for us being able to get together and sing and praise you. What a privilege it is. It brings joy to our hearts to be able to do such a thing, Lord God. And we are all different people from different walks. We're coming in. We've all had past experiences, things going on. To sum it up, Lord, we have different filters that we're living out, past experiences. So please, Lord, reach through these filters, any baggage we're bringing in. As we listen to the sermon today, please help that to get through all those filters, get through and touch us where we need to be touched. Please bless John today as he gives the sermon, gives your word, holy, inspired, and truth. As he gives that word today, help it to touch us where we need to be touched. If we need to be emboldened, if we need to be encouraged, quickened, have it do that. If we need to be subdued, have it do that also. Whatever needs to be done, Lord, have that touch us as only you know how. You never leave us where we're at. You always bring us along. So please, Lord, as we listen to the sermon today, bring us along. Touch us where we need to be touched. We pray for our leaders, Lord, leaders of the country, leaders of our church. You put them in place, Lord. It's no accident that they're there. So please, touch their hearts. Have them follow your will. World can be very complicated, and we make it complicated. People do. You don't. You give the truth, the light, the life, and the way. You've given Christ. We make it complicated. So please, Lord, have them get out of their own ways and to follow you. Please bless the offering as it is presented today. It's with love and obedience that we give. One of the things that we value the most, Lord, we thank you for making the money, but please, Lord, bless this offering. Obedience and love are very important to you, and faithfulness. You told Noah to build that ark, and you told him when to get inside, and you were with him, Lord, and you blessed him. You told Abraham to go to a place he didn't know about, but the same thing, Lord. He stepped out in faith, and you were with him. You told Joshua not to be afraid. Be courageous. Be strong. Cross over into the new land and take it, and you were with him, Lord. The blessings came. You told Moses the same thing. Go in and get my people out. I am with you. And, of course, Jesus said the same thing. Go into all the world. Make disciples of every nation, every tongue, every race, every creed. I will be with you to the end of the age. So we know you're with us as we give these love offerings and these tithes, Lord. You will bless it as you did with the loaves and the fishes. You told them, go get those, and they did. So you're telling us now, it always takes an action. Thank you for giving us this chance to give back to you. It's all yours anyway. So thank you, Lord, for blessing the offering as it is presented. And as with Jesus' great name, what a name. Power, no other name has any power like that. I could say anyone else's name, but you say that name. Demons run, the truth is there. There's healing and help. There's more power in that name than any other name. Praise you, God, for what you've done. And it's in Jesus' name we say this. In Jesus' name, amen.